This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Real quick, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I just wanted to see if anybody was paying attention to the fact that during the break, we heard about how the said politicians, not representatives, are looking to basically rid the Constitution of impeachment. So what Americans need to pay attention to, while you're being led to believe that Donald Trump is under attack once again, you're the ones that are under attack. This is there to protect Joe Biden. Folks, that's the reason they want to get rid of the impeachment, because the Americans, you can rest assured, they're going to give this guy a little more time before they begin to invoke impeachment, Article 2, Section 4, and prosecution, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. If it's not true, friends, I'm just curious to know why Donald Trump didn't prosecute Joe Biden for his treason, because in fact, he did call him out for treason how many times on the presidential campaign trail? I'm just asking. Folks, you're being played like a deck of cards. There's no question about it. Now, one of the things that I want to bring up really quick is the fact that we just started a brand new platform. About 2 months ago, we were deplatformed from YouTube after 7 years, okay? We're not done with YouTube. You can rest assured we're not done. But the fact of the matter is we have our attorneys on that right now. We moved over to Vimeo on people's references and, you know, saying that Vimeo is the way to go. There's other platforms, but that's the one to go with. Well, what we did, friends, is we jumped onto Vimeo 3 weeks ago. And we were doing great. I mean, just right out of the gate, we had about 30-some thousand people watching us just instantaneously. That's great, right? Well, lo and behold, 2 days ago, Vimeo sent us an email telling us that we were violating their guidelines, so they pulled our platform without any warning whatsoever. Okay, without any warning whatsoever. I just want to make sure everybody understands this. This is worse than YouTube. Okay, so what we did is we were looking for the reasons, or what video was it that they pulled that was a violation of their guidelines. Now, keep in mind, this is an issue of policy, not law. We found the reasons: videos that depict or encourage self-harm. I have no idea what they're talking about. Falsely claim that mass tragedies are hoaxes. I have no idea what they're talking about. Or perpetuate false or misleading claims about vaccine safety. Okay? False or misleading claims. Wait a second. We're hearing reports all day long about Pfizer and Moderna and the dangers of the vaccination. We're not hearing that from the mainstream media, of course. We're hearing that from doctors that are qualified to tell us the truth of the matter, but for some reason or another, mainstream media and big tech companies like Vimeo are censoring free speech. So I want you to hear as to what I said back, okay? As a national radio show host, we will convey to the people in 133 cities, 134, by the way, we just got picked up by another one yesterday, that you are violating free speech. If our speech was subversive, if our speech was not holden to the laws of our country, I would and could understand. We will then convey this now to our attorneys. I expect we will receive a full refund. Folks, again, you need to understand that this is not an issue of law. This is an issue of the mainstream media setting a narrative. And if you question their narrative, if you counter their narrative, then they pull your accounts. That is a violation and a transgression of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights in a big, big way. And again, just to remind the new listeners, what they're doing is they're hiding behind Section 230, okay, unlawfully, under the guise, under the color of law, under the guise of law. And the fact of the matter, friends, it is not law. It is policy. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Section 230 was given to basically stop porn or to censor porn at every given step on these big tech platforms. Well, they've used it now against the American people. I'm bringing this to something here. What's interesting to note is just about 15 minutes before the show, I received this email, okay? Perpetuate false or misleading claims about vaccine safety. Okay, that was one of them. Misinforms the public about the ongoing novel coronavirus COVID-19 outbreak. Okay, they haven't proven that yet. So how is it that they're pulling down platforms when the virus has not even been proven to the degree that they've embellished it to be, friends? Again, those that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccination, and this is why they're looking to boost vaccinations by forced compliance. America, this is not law. This is all policy, which undermines law, what's going on in this country. So what I want to do is I want you to be aware of the fact that 15 minutes before the show, we got a piece from Fox 2 in Detroit, Michigan. OC healthcare worker dies after receiving second COVID-19 vaccine shot. Official cause of death, they said, is pending. I can't make this up. Listen to this piece by Fox 2 in Detroit.
The family is in shock. They really don't have answers as to what happened to their loved one. They tell me he was healthy, he was fine, until he took the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
I can't describe the pain that we're all experiencing. It's just, I don't wish it on anyone, right? And he was such a good person.
I had no clue I was going to lose my dad. And
the Zook family is devastated. Kyle lost his dad, and Rochelle lost her husband of 37 years. Tim Zook was 60 years old. He worked as an X-ray technologist in Santa Ana. As a healthcare worker, he was excited to finally have protection against coronavirus.
Ooh.
This was his last Facebook post. He wrote, "Never been so excited to get a shot before.
Listen to the propaganda.
I am now fully vaccinated after receiving my second Pfizer dose." But just 2 hours after getting the vaccine, Tim started having abdominal pain, and suddenly breathing was a struggle.
Whoa.
It was all downhill from there.
And the doctors believe that his body reacted to something after he took the vaccine.
Okay, so go ahead and put a pause on that for a moment, please, Pickle. Now, did you hear that, friends? He was healthy. He was great. Everything was good until he took the second shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. Then it attacked his body. Then he had problems breathing. And before you know it, he was gone. Okay? Friends, misleading content here on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. Nope, we're showing you the facts versus their narrative.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Okay, so you just heard that. I just want to make sure we're still on the same page here, okay? I'm going to get back to that in just a moment. Want to give a quick shout-out to KCUP 1230 AM in Newport, Oregon. KCUP 1230 AM in Newport, Oregon. Thank you for your trust very much. We will do our best not to let you down. We are holding to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution because we understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, if you're a new listener on the radio or if you're a new viewer, I'm going to give them both to you. You can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, please listen to me carefully. Please sign up there. Please subscribe there. I get emails all the time after I reiterate this point. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. You'll get all the information that you need. You'll get an email every day of the week showing you what sort of trouble we're in for standing up for that which is right. That's all you have to do is tell the truth to get in trouble today, friends. And the fact of the matter is that comes with the call here. So sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. There's 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. Go to the right side of the page. Scroll down just a little bit. You'll see our social media platform, whatever it may be during that day. And go ahead and click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. Or go down just a little bit more, and you can join us on Genesis Communication Network. There's a download, a phone download app that you can actually hook up to your Bluetooth, and you can listen to us 24 hours a day if you so choose to do so. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Go ahead and click onto that social media platform. Join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to give us a call at any time, please do. Love to hear from you. Stick to the topic, please. Stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, okay? We follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. Again, you get the point. I was just highlighting the fact that we were pulled from Vimeo, friends, okay, another platform, and we're not done with them neither. Friends, I'm not going to roll over in the face of what's taking place here, because, in fact, if we do that, we're allowing them to desecrate the sacrifice of the hundreds of thousands that fought blood and died to give us the freedoms that we have today. These people are operating out of policy. They're operating from the mainstream media's narrative and not law. Law stands against their policy, friends, and we, the people, are the law and the strength of the Constitution. Therefore, if we want to remain free, then we best deal with these people lawfully in the sense of what they're doing concerning transgressions of our First Amendment rights. Okay? God gave us rights. The state didn't. We have a representative government. They work for us. Again, we do not work for them. Remember how they just told us, Vimeo did, they pulled us down because they said that we were perpetuating false or misleading claims about vaccine safety. It's a real broad letter, friends, but this is one of the things that they highlighted. Well, again, I'm just going to the fruit of what's going on concerning Pfizer and Moderna and these frauds that are perpetuating the virus concerning the vaccination. Well, we have another one, friends, and I just shared with you just over the last couple of days about how we have whistleblowers on this radio program that are exposing big tech pharmaceutical companies for what it is that are in these vaccinations. And I told you that she also shared with us, and I'm talking about Maya Han that we had on last week, who had shared with us that the deaths are piling up now, and I'm sorry to hear it, by the way, but she said they're piling up, and she said that the mainstream media is censoring all of this information. They don't want you to hear about all the people that are dying from the vaccination. Of course not. But every once in a while, friends, this will surface. If you're really looking for this information, you can find it, but you're going to have to dig for it just a little bit. But this one just popped right up in front of my eyes 15 minutes before the show. It's an OC healthcare worker. He dies after receiving his second COVID-19 vaccine shot. Listen carefully as to what they said after that. He takes his second COVID-19 completely healthy. Everything was A-OK with this guy. He said he was excited to take his vaccination. He was probably going to get paid to do it, by the way, and that's a fact. And it's interesting to note, after his second vaccination, all of a sudden his body went under attack, his breathing went under attack, and he died shortly thereafter. Okay? Now, we heard the mother and we heard the son, and again, I'm very sorry for their loss here. But you want to talk about a propaganda piece. You want to talk about confusion by design. I want you to listen to the second part of this report by Fox 2, and you ask yourself the question, who are these people working for? Listen to this.
It was all downhill from there.
And the doctors believe that his body reacted to something.
Something.
After he took the vaccine.
Well, it'd be the vaccine.
And they call it an inflammatory reaction.
Oh.
And that's the body trying to figure out what's going on and protect itself. But it was so intense that it started attacking major organs, and he never had a chance to recover. And it just spiraled.
Listen now.
And it took his life.
This is propaganda.
The medical examiner has told the family the cause of death is inconclusive at this time.
Give me a break.
But further testing will be conducted. Despite their tremendous loss, the Zook family believes people should be vaccinated.
You can't make it up.
The message is take the vaccine, because it is far more greater to die from COVID than to die from a result of a vaccine.
Is this about as confusing as it can get, friends? My husband, who was healthy as could be, a health worker, excited to take the vaccination, dies shortly after his second shot. The doctors say they don't know the reason he died. So in other words, friends, they're blaming everything and everybody else as being speculative outside of what's right in front of their faces. What's the cause of death, friends? The vaccination. And then to get on there behind that, friends, and by the way, they're broadcasting with these black masks on. And our main topic today, it just happens to be, friends, now the head of the WHO, the World Health Organization, they said now, this is just reported yesterday, three days ago, January 25th, 2021, you don't need to wear a mask. This is all confusion by design. Why is this happening? We'll get to more of that in just a moment. But why is this happening? Well, let's go to Daniel 9. It's simple as pie. If you're looking for your answers, I'm going to give it to you right now. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as it is this day. The men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel, God's people, that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass that they have trespassed against God. Okay? O Lord, to us belongeth confusion to face, to our presidents, to our representatives, and to our fathers, because we have sinned before you. To the Lord, our God, belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which Christ fulfilled, Romans 3:31, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yeah, all Israel, God's children in America, have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured out upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. That's what this comes down to. I could stop right now. Folks, this last media outlet report from this useful idiot in Detroit there concerning Fox 2's news, can you make that up? Fox 2 News, can you make it up? It's so blatantly obvious what's going on here. I don't understand how people can't see this for what it is. Again, it's right in front of our faces. What is it that we need to see? What is it that we need to hear concerning what needs to be done? Because I'm here to tell you, nobody's going to do for you what God has commanded you to do, period. Well, you say, well, Bradley, why are you so harsh? Why do we feel chastised every time we listen to your radio program? Well, let me tell you a little story, and this is a true story. My little boy, we were driving around Lake Harriet in Minneapolis one day, and there was a girl driving the car, and this is about 25 years ago. And he was 2.5 years old, and his diaper was wet. He was sitting on my lap, and I told the girl to pull over, and I can see the exact spot even now. And I told her to pull over, please. And as we pulled over, I looked at my little boy. I call him Bose. I picked him up, and I said, listen, I got to change your diaper. I'm going to set you on the curb. Don't you disobey Daddy, because Daddy loves you. And in the process of doing that, guess what my little boy did, friends? Guess what my little boy did, friends? A beautiful, perfect little boy. I would die for my little boy. I'd also live for my little boy, too, friends. He disobeyed Daddy. He ran behind the car, and he ran right in front of a van. All of a sudden, I looked over, and I noticed the van. If it would have been 2 seconds and 2 inches later, he would have killed my little boy that I love so much. And I went over there and I picked him up and I spanked his butt really hard. Not because I hate him, but because I love him. The Bible says that he who withholds the rod hates his son. But he who chastises him betimes loves him. Right? Folks, let's make the distinction between love and hate. And remember in Revelations 3, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. He did it because he loved, not because he hated. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of investors on social media is getting rich by driving up the stock of GameStop. This has large hedge funds on edge. As far as the legality of things, entrepreneur Mark Cuban says,
yeah, but it's not really manipulation. It's absolutely no different than what has always happened, Becky. You know, it's just these folks are picking things where, you know, heavily shorted stocks. They'll go to low float stocks because they know they can flex and show off, you know, and let people see what's going on.
Cuban speaking on CNBC. FEMA is close to finalizing a request for the Pentagon to assign thousands of service members to support COVID-19 vaccination efforts. The agency will ask for the Defense Department to deploy as many as 10,000 military members at up to 100 sites across the country. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is ripping Republicans for holding up the confirmation of Alejandro Mayorkas as Secretary of Homeland Security.
The Republican minority has forced the Senate to jump through a series of procedural hoops that will further delay the confirmation of one of our country's chief national security officials.
President Biden is gearing up to possibly reform the Supreme Court.
The White House announced President Biden is forming a commission to study Supreme Court reforms. Eight progressive organizations band together to form the Unrig the Courts Coalition to pressure Democrats to use their power to act. Their four demands are expanding the number of justices on the Supreme Court, expanding lower federal courts, enacting term limits for Supreme Court justices, and improving ethics and transparency requirements for justices. The White House declined to comment if Biden is already staffing up his commission. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Okay, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We got Jeremy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, thank you. Yeah, that lady who was being interviewed after she had talked about how that one person died from the vaccine, she was saying, but people should still get the vaccine. And in a way, she was saying, you should choose the correct way to die. You should choose the correct way to be a sacrifice. You know, and from this virus, this virus has a 99% recovery rate among people who are infected with it. And in addition to that, a lot of the deaths that are apparently from this virus are actually from other means.
Whoa. I'm getting confused. I want to go back to the first thing you said. That lady was the wife, Jeremy, just for the record. She also said he believed in vaccines, she said. And then she goes on and says, I'm sure he would take that vaccine again, and he'd want the public to take it as well. You cannot make this kind of stuff up. Okay, so that was the first thing you said. Secondly, just adding to, now I'm a little confused as your last point that you just made. Could you reiterate that for me, please?
Sorry,
No, that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, there's a 99% recovery rate among yep. people who are infected with this virus. So yep. there's not really any legitimate reason for a vaccine. And
right.
a lot of these reported deaths, a lot of these deaths that are apparently as a cause of this virus are actually from other means, from other, you know.
Well, no, they're dying from the vaccine. Let's call it from what it is. I mean, this is irresponsible. It's disingenuous, and it really comes down to the fact that this is propaganda. Listen, OC healthcare worker dies after receiving second COVID-19 vaccine shot. The official cause of death still pending. Isn't it amazing? How many videos have we watched of health workers taking the shot, and then 15 seconds later, they're on the floor, and before they even hit the floor, these doctors are already turning and looking at the cameras, Jeremy, and saying it's not the fault of the vaccination. Why are they so willing to defend this? I'll tell you why. Because they're getting paid to promote this. That's why. That's what's going on here, and it's the obvious as to what's going on here. And that's not speculation. That's fact. That's a fact.
Yeah. Yeah, that was all I had to say.
Okay.
thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I appreciate hearing from you, too, man. I really do. I like hearing from you, Jeremy, from Minnesota. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go over to this really quick. There's a couple things, and then I'm going to tee it up for the final point, friends. Who now saying you don't need to wear a mask? Folks, remember when Anthony Fauci, the little repeat criminal that was trying to do this 10 years ago? Same actors and same script, and it all failed because the people stood up against it. Well, 10 years later, now we're having to deal with him again because we failed to deal with him lawfully the first time. This is a fact. Remember, he's the one that just said right at the beginning of this pandemic that masks are worthless. We just played it yesterday. He said they're totally worthless. Well, if you look at the little tag on the back of the box, it tells you that they do not prevent COVID-19 or disease. So why would anybody be wearing a mask? If it tells you, I mean, it reminds me of people, you know, in Europe, friends, just as a metaphor and parallel, isn't it interesting that in Europe, on the side of cigarettes, I've been told, they show a picture of a lung of an individual that died from smoking cigarettes on the cigarette packages, but they still buy them. Do you understand? They still buy them. They keep smoking the cigarettes that they know that are causing death. And in this, back to the mask, friends, it doesn't work. And it's telling you it doesn't work. But people are still buying them to try to prevent the disease of COVID-19 that they can't prove to the degree that, again, they've embellished it to be. But yet they keep wearing them. I don't understand people. It's like I just said in Daniel 9:7-11, read it. This is why people are so messed up. Did you know, going back to what I'm kind of teeter-tottering, but I'm saying the same things. I'm talking about different branches on the trunk of this tree concerning today's topic, okay? Did you know that Breitbart just reported that the government minister tells Breitbart Poland will regulate big tech companies to protect freedom of speech? Rather than the other way around. And I shared a little of this with you a couple weeks ago, but if you violate free speech in Poland, big tech companies, for each violation where they violate free speech, where they pull down people's content, they're fined $2 million. Did you know this? They're fined $2 million. How is it that a third world country, how is it that these smaller countries, America, have enough common sense to enforce the law against big tech companies? We all know what it's about. We all know that this is zeroed in censorship concerning free speech because they don't want anybody countering their narrative. Do you understand, America, history in any sense of the word? This is what dictators do. They control speech. This is what's happening in America. This is what's happening in Europe. This is why they're emboldened to come out with this virus, because they already know they've got enough useful idiots in these big tech companies to do what they're told because they sold their soul. Luke 22:48, read it. But big tech companies in other countries, friends, like little Poland, they're standing up and saying, you violate the free speech of the people in this country, you're going to be fined $2 million per violation. But the American people are trying to figure out, what platform do we go to now? Well, you know, YouTube doesn't want us and Facebook doesn't want us. Do you know that your tax dollars started both of those big tech companies, friends? Just wanted to share that with you. We also know that they're controlled by the CIA. Okay, that's us. They're not supposed to operate domestically in the United States of America, only outwardly, friends. And let me remind you what Harry Truman said of the CIA back in 47. He said, if I'd known that the CIA would have been the modern version of the Gestapo here in America, I'd have had nothing to do with them. Okay? So again, this comes back to us doing this to ourselves. And the fact of the matter is we know again who the bad guys are. So if we're going to sit back and just allow them to do what they're going to do, again, they're going to do it. Okay? Now let's go over to the WHO. Now saying you don't need to wear a mask, reported January 25th, 2020. Okay? A WHO, World Health Organization. This is what they said. I didn't say it. If you haven't figured it out yet, here on thesonsoflibertyradio.com, we're showing you the fruit. We're letting them say it to you. We're verifying everything before we put it on the air. We're giving many of these people enough rope so they can hang themselves in front of the people. And again, we've done it over and over and over and over and over again. Okay? Now we go back to the WHO again. They said it. You don't need to wear a mask. Well, Anthony Fauci said the same thing. Did you know that the head of the WHO, did you know that he's not a doctor? Did you know that he has tear-tied links? Just wanted to make sure that you understood who has the helm of the WHO. They're all taking orders from the likes of Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. Okay? Even so much so where the last administration actually gave them a national platform to go ahead and attack the American people. Okay? Just want to make clear as to what's going on here. I'm not speculating. I'm giving you facts here again, friends. Okay? But here we go. In a telling admission made on January 22nd, 2021, the World Health Organization now say there is no scientific medical reason for any healthy person to wear a mask outside of a hospital. Sadly, our corrupt politicians and mainstream media only relate the bad news. Well, folks, good, bad, or ugly, it has nothing to do with the mask. I mean, if there's bad or ugly news, it's probably because you're wearing the mask. That's what we're finding out. Oh, Bradley, again, that's ludicrous. That's crazy that you would say something like that. Oh, just hang on a second. I got another doctor piping up here. Bradley backs it up with things these people are saying, friends, just so you understand and consider the source. Dr. Cynthia Foster, let me say it again, Dr. Cynthia Foster posted 4-year-old almost died from a bacterial infection in his lungs, and doctors confirmed it was due to prolonged mask usage. That was Dr. Cynthia Foster. Let me say it again. That is Dr. Cynthia Foster. That is not my opinion. This is the facts, and this is the fruit, the corrupt fruit that's found in the baskets of these propagandizers. That's what this is. This is the information they don't want you to have, and you need to ask yourself the question, why is the narrative one direction? Why are the unlicensed and the unelected setting the narrative against those that are qualified to set the narrative? 1-866-582-9933. Tell the truth and shame the devil. It's exactly what we do here, friends. And I'm quite frankly sick and tired of being lied to. How about you? Who admits high cycle PCR tests produce massive COVID false positives? This is another thing that people need to be made aware of. You know what? I mean, this is insanity. It's just going to the degree of insanity. But now in China, they're talking about swab tests that they actually jam up your nose. Now they're talking about doing it anally. You're being laughed at, Americans. You're being laughed at on a worldwide basis. This is the minds of sick individuals. This is the minds of people that take baby parts and the DNA from baby parts and put them in vaccinations and want to vaccinate other people with other people's body parts. This is, again, factual information. We played the information for you over and over and over again. Folks, sometimes I got to say, truth is stranger than fiction to people. They hold to fiction and fables and speculative talk more than they do facts. What again, do we need? How many times do they need to be caught with a smoking gun in hand before the American people lawfully deal with these people? Remember back in Florida, they found out that 333 labs in Florida alone, all the COVID-19 tests came back 100% positive. Impossible. But they wanted you to believe it. Remember the guy in Austria who took a COVID-19 test and he poured cola on it and it came back positive? Remember the director over in the foreign country where they used pawpaw and it came back positive?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Okay, so here we have it. And I'm going to get over to this topic if I have enough time. I do have another caller here coming in from Oklahoma. But Dennis just said they're going to try to keep the lie going. Now, I just want to say this again. 330 million people in this country are going to let less than 1.7% of the population dictate the rest of our lives. I'm not making it up. That's a fact. Okay. He said COVID-19, COVID-20, COVID-21, COVID-22, it will never end. I'm here to tell you it's going to stop when the American people put a stop to it. He said, I think the goal is to make it a law to stick us all. Of course it is. See, 10 years ago, though, Dennis, they put a stop to it right away because they seen it for what it was. Okay. Now, this is the mindset that I'm constantly up against. Last night, I get a phone call, and this is not privileged information. I won't say the name, but the fact of the matter is I have continuously went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth telling him his need for the Word of God. Okay? I want to say this. What must they be feeding upon to talk in such a fashion? To limit the Holy One of Israel. To limit, listen carefully, the Almighty God. Not the limited God. Okay? The first qualification for delivering the Word of God, Christians, 86% of you, is feeding upon the Word of God. Let me say this. If you don't do the first, you can't do the second, because you cannot give what you do not have. Okay? Now, just yesterday, I received a call from a friend who claims to be a Christian, and during that conversation, I had just a couple of minutes to hear what his heart was feeding upon during our conversation. Because the Bible's clear in Luke 6:45, for out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth spoke. And after listening to this man's conversation, I have to tell you that my shield of faith, friends, I get this in the hundreds every day. But I'm in the Word every day, okay? But I want you to hear this. After listening to most people's conversations, I have to tell you that my shield of faith has enough slashes, chips, and stab pokes on it that you would think it's been used by 1,000 different soldiers in this battle of faith. And I'm talking just about my shield. Am I complaining about it? No. It's an assault on my faith. But when I know someone for a year or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, sooner or later you would think because they're feeding on the Word, they listen to your show every day and that's all that's being promulgated, you would think they would feed on the Word enough where we can now have a conversation where it becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. But apparently not. Okay? What must these people be feeding upon? And because it's clear it's not the Word of God, which is the bread of life. Folks, if you're born of the Spirit, you're fed by the Spirit. And He is the bread of life. His name is Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. If you're born of the Spirit, you must needs be fed by the Spirit in order to do the things of the Spirit as you're led by the Spirit of God to do His will. Romans 8:14. Okay? Now, these men can tell you everything that's wrong, and yet, when it comes to the Scriptures, they're daft. They're ignorant. They don't know. That's how people are destroyed, Hosea 4:6. These want to see defeat. They would rather see the defeat to justify the unjustifiable concerning the wickedness that's found in their wicked hearts, Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know? Folks, this is what they want. They would rather be justified in the unjustifiable, see us succumb to wicked men, rather than us, by the Spirit of God, overcome wicked men. Okay? Remember King David prayed, Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law? What was his prayer? Remember when all the armies of his enemies surrounded him in Psalm 27? What did he say? Oh man, it's all over with. We can do nothing about it. Nope. He said, in this I will be confident. That's what King David said. But what does the modern professor say? They just give glory to the devil. They just give glory to the wicked. They give strength to those that mean to rule the roost rather than preaching the Word of God and putting on the armor of God, Ephesians 6:12, beginning therein. And instead of fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, they want to see everybody lose. And somehow they're justified in this. I'm not making this up. I partake with this over and over and over again. And I got to tell you, friends, especially those that are in my circle, that if I have any more conversations with people like this that are not feeding on the Word of God themselves, I don't have time for you. Now, you say that's harsh, but I'm here to tell you, just like King David said again, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. It's the church's job to bring the answers to the world, not the other way around. You don't offer hopelessness to the world. I feel sorry for your kids, man. Whoa! Hey, folks, I can't find defeat in the Bible where men are born of the Spirit and are led in faithfulness to God. I can't find defeat. I mean, if our eyes are fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2, Well, then we understand that Christians do not succumb, they overcome, Romans 8:37. Oh, and by the way, if you go to 1 John 5:4, it tells us, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. These type of men can tell you of all the world events, which they love and who they hate when it comes to politics. They can tell you the name of all of their favorite sports heroes and movie actors. But when it comes to the Word of God, they are as ignorant as can be in that willfully. They can't tell you a thing as to the world. They cannot tell you a thing as to what the Word of God says. Why? Because they're not feeding on the Word. They're feeding on the spirit of the world. And they're reaping the just recompense. It's called the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Okay? No wonder why no one wants to be around self-professed believers that don't believe. Friends, Matthew 23, verse 3, do as I say, but don't do as I do. And Mark 8:15, Jesus warned us of such men. Folks, they cannot give life when they are drowned in their own deceits of death. It's just that simple. There's two dogs in a ring, and they are both to fight until the death. Which one will win? I can tell you, the one that you feed the most. And I can tell by your conversation as to who you feed upon. And who you feed upon the most is the one that's going to win the fight. Friends, going back, these types have their eyes fixed on the world, not on the Christ. They feed upon the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the love of the world, which is a spirit of Antichrist, and then they wonder why their conversation is led in such a fashion, rather than it becoming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:27. Listen to this. King David watched what came out of his mouth because he knew it was in his heart, and he aligned his conversation with the Almighty. The Bible tells us that he set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lips. And I'm not talking about metaphysics here, friends. I'm talking about conversation. Out of the abundance of the heart, whatever you feed upon is in the heart. That's going to come out of your mouth. Okay? Remember, friends, that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And if we feed upon the Word of God, we're going to reap the spiritual life because we're sowing to the spiritual life. If we sow to the carnal, we're going to reap the curse. Put that up against Galatians 6:7 and understand, friends, as to where we're at. Let's start getting our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Let's feed on the Word so we can hear by faith what the Spirit is leading us to do. And in fact, friends, to unify under God, so we at the end of the day can win the day. That sounds like a good plan to me, doesn't it? And I see that all over the Word of God. By the way, if you want to expose your enemies, unify under Christ. That'll expose them. Okay? I got 2 minutes. I promise I will make this your show every time I see a call, if I've got the time to do it. I've got Landon calling in from Oklahoma. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Bradley, I'll be very brief. I just wanted to tell everyone, I was looking through my state's legislation this morning on all the bills and laws that they're either changing or bringing to, and there's at least 500 that they're changing or enacting in February and November. And I'll just give you the rundown here. There's a lot of gun measures for state employees, yep. Child removal laws, mental health, termination of parental rights. There's one that I was very interested in. It was they are going to enable school employees to administer the vaccine, forcible entry and detainer laws. It's guardianship, termination of parental rights. It you know, I'm not trying to fear monger or anything, but I just feel like people need to be aware. And
Landon, can I ask you a question? Who are these representatives that we're led to believe that are representing we the people and the representative government in which we have? Who do you suppose those representatives are working for? Does that sound like they're working for the people?
Oh, no. They're for the enemy, and we're one of the most conservative states there is, and that's why I was so surprised by it, you know. And it just said.
Yeah, we're in it, aren't we, my brother? We are in it, and the fact of the matter is we either going to get this right or else we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools ever known to mankind. I appreciate your phone call, Landon, from Oklahoma. Talk to you in 23.
Thank you, Brad.
Yep, thank you, sir. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
No matter how large your digging project may be, no matter how urban, or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.